This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Three students were murdered near the UNC campus in Chapel Hill last night. A neighbor has been arrested and is being held in Durham County Jail. Police charged Craig Stephen Hicks with first-degree murder for the killings of Dihab Barakat, Yusor Abu Salah, and Rasan Abu Salah. The preliminary police report indicates the murder may have been motivated by a parking dispute. Joining me now with the latest are WUNC reporters Jorge Valencia and Rima Crace. Jorge, welcome.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, Rima.
Hi, Frank.
Jorge, tell us what happened last night.
Well, last night, according to Chapel Hill Police, Dihab Barakat, 23-year-old student at UNC, his wife, Yusor Abu Salha, 21-year-old, and her sister, Rasan Abu Salha, were killed by, according to police, Craig Stephen Hicks, their neighbor, a 46-year-old. Now, Dia, Yusor, and Rasan are Muslim, and Craig Hicks has written extensively on Facebook about his strong beliefs as an atheist. Now, I know we're going to get into this in a moment, but the immediate reaction has been people asking here in our campus community, community Triangle Wide, and all over the world, asking whether or not this was a hate crime.
Let's talk about what the police have done so far. At this moment, has he been charged? Has he been taken, Craig Hicks?
Yes.
So, yes.
So I was in Durham County Jail this morning. Craig Stephen Hicks had his first appearance in court. Well, actually, he turned himself in last night to authorities in neighboring Chatham County in Pittsburgh. And then this morning, he had his first appearance before a judge here in Durham County. And he was charged with three counts of first-degree murder, and he's being held without bond.
All right. And where did the shootings take place?
The shootings took place on Summerwalk Circle, which is this residential, very calm and really bucolic neighborhood that's filled with mostly graduate students. You know, you've got people like Dia, dental students. You've got medical students. You've got law students. And then along with them, you've got a lot of retirees who live there. So this is a very calm place. At the most activity you'll see is somebody walking their dog or somebody out for a run.
And where is this in relation to the campus?
This is, I'd say at the most, it's about a mile east of campus off of 54.
All right. Rima Crace, what do we know about the victims?
Well, as Jorge said, their names are Dia and Yusor and Rasan. And we know that Dia and Yusor were married. They just got married in December, actually. And all of them, young Muslims, they're all, you know, 20, 23. And Rasan was Yusor's sister. And so Dia, he was a second-year student at UNC's dental school. And Rasan was actually going to go to dental school next fall. And Yusor was going to go to dental school, his wife, next fall. And Rasan, her sister, was a student at NC State University, and she studied architecture and environmental design. And, you know, I've spent the morning talking to a lot of their friends, to the Muslim community, and they really just had overwhelmingly just so much good to say about them and just overwhelmingly could not believe what had happened. And they just said again and again that they are such great people, and that they were really role models to a lot of people. And they were just so filled with so much joy and really sort of leaders in the Muslim community.
We're going to hear from two of the people you spoke with. Who's the first person we're going to hear from?
So I talked earlier with Omar Abdelbaki. He is a dental student. He's a third year. And so he was at the school with Dia. And he, you know, he's also part of the Muslim community. He's known Dia's family, Dia Barakat's family, for a long time. And he, you know, he was telling me, he was sort of reminiscing when he went to the wedding back in December.
The fact that it feeds two families that are so well known, so well respected, and so well liked. It makes it even, it hurts everyone. It's like everyone lost a member of their family almost.
That was actually not Omar Abdelbaki. That was Nazmi Albadoui, who is also a friend of Diaz. And what he was saying is that he just couldn't believe that something like this would happen to the Muslim community, and that when, you know, everyone in the community has sort of felt their loss, the Barakats and And the girls' family, they were just very sort of exemplary Muslim families. Everyone respected them. They've always, you know, the Dia Barakat's family always invites people every year to for Ramadan for these big dinners. They're really well respected. And so what he was saying is that everyone is sort of feeling the loss.
And as you said, you did speak with a friend of Dia in dental school. Let's listen to that clip as well.
I mean, I saw them at their wedding. They just got married in December. So I was at the wedding, and I know she had just gotten into dental school, and that Dia was so excited that she got into UNC Dental, because that means they would be together at the same dental school, and wouldn't, if she would have gotten somewhere else, there'd be the chance that they wouldn't be in dental school at the same place. I remember he was just so, so excited.
And we talked, go ahead,
yeah.
Rima.
Yeah, and I mean, just to tell you a little bit more about Dia, you know, I heard this, I talked to a number of his friends this morning, they all sort of like listed his resume and told me just how great of a person he was. You know, last year he helped raise thousands of dollars for dental care victims for the Syrian crisis, and he was planning to go to Turkey this summer. And he has just always volunteered in the community for the homeless and provided them with free dental supplies and food. And Razan, who was his sister-in-law, like I said, she studied architecture and environmental design at NC State. She was still a student. And, you know, they were telling me that she also supported lots of charities like the Global Deaf Muslim, which advocates for equal access to Islam for deaf and hard of hearing people. So, again, I guess just again and again in my conversations with people, they were looking at them sort of as people who have been setting an example in life and now in death.
And you've been talking to people on campus. All three students were Muslim, and so this has become part of the story, though it's not part of the police report yet. Tell us what you're hearing on campus with regard to their religion.
Yeah, you know, I think when this initially came out, this news came out, I think when you hear, you know, actually I talked with Omar Abdelbaye, the dental student, who I think puts this very well. We can hear his reaction right now. When I asked
him, there's just so much like Islamophobic rhetoric going around on social media, on the actual media. And it, of course, when like three Muslims, especially like two that wear scarves, where they're just like clearly identified as Muslims, are shot in their apartment, it's the like, hate crime definitely comes to mind.
We are talking about the tragic deaths of three UNC students today on The State of Things. I'm here with Rima Kreis and Jorge Valencia. Rima, what else are you hearing?
Yeah, so that was Omar Abdelbaye. And I mean, I think he sort of captured the sentiment from a lot of people in the area, even, you know, nationwide, global-wide, and especially the Muslim community here that's saying, you know, when you hear that three unarmed young Muslims were shot dead in their apartment, that you can't help but think that this is a senseless act committed by a guy who's, you know, maybe filled with rage or hate. I've seen those phrases over and over and again in social media. So, yeah.
So that is what's making the rounds on social media. And you can imagine, given the tensions where they are today, that this is what would go abroad. The police report, Jorge, suggests at least temporarily or in this moment, there is something on the police report that suggests a motive. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the police say that this was over a parking space. They say, well, actually, I mean, that's really as far as they've said. Now, I know Rima's done some reporting on this. I mean, I've been to this neighborhood. The parking spaces are kind of a gray area. Some of them are marked, some of them are not marked. I know, Rima, you've talked to people about this?
Yeah, you know, I was telling Jorge earlier that, so I talked with the brother of Dia Barakat, the husband who was shot. And I talked with him earlier on the phone. He didn't want to go on tape, but he was saying that in the past he's heard, you know, his brother and his sister-in-laws have been telling him that they didn't really necessarily trust their neighbor, and that there was some, I don't want to say conflict, but there was some sort of back and forth that has gone on between them in the past over parking, and they've sort of expressed concern over it, but I don't think they ever thought it would climax to this.
Do you know if there are anything planned on the campus to mark this event yet, Rima? Have you heard?
Yeah, I know that there's a vigil tonight at the Peace and Justice Plaza at 7 p.m. So that's in Chapel Hill. I imagine it'll be a pretty big crowd tonight from the campus to community members.
And on the legal front, the next step for Craig Hicks, do you know, Jorge?
I believe that he's due in court again in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, Jorge Valencia and Rima Kreis, WNC reporters, thank both of you for being on the program.
Thank you, Frank.
What we know about last night's incident is on our website, stateofthings.org, and we will, of course, continue to follow the story as it develops. There's more State of Things just ahead from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.